Former University of Montana president George Denison has died due to complications from non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. The university said he died this morning surrounded by family. He was 81. Denison retired from the university in 2010 after serving as president for 20 years, the longest tenure of any UM president. He received his bachelor's and master's degrees in history from the University of Montana before earning his doctorate at the University of Washington. This is a clip of Denison speaking at the Symposium on the Future of Higher Education back in 2010.
As I think about the future of higher education in the United States, I become more and more convinced that the challenge of our time, my time, and what you have, is to find ways to translate the historic social compact obliging one generation of Americans to assure the education of the next generation into terms relevant to the 21st century.
During his tenure, Denison oversaw sustained growth at the university. UM's enrollment increased from just over 10,000 in 1990 to almost 15,000 in 2009. He oversaw fundraising for the construction and remodeling of numerous campus facilities while the university's endowment grew from $17.3 million to $120 million. Denison is survived by his wife of 62 years, Jane, and their sons, Robert and Rick. I'm Bri Ripley. Yellowstone Public Radio.